With so many job barometers out today, what are the predictions for tomorrow's big Labor Department report?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Some positive news on the jobs front to start 2012. Fewer people lined up for unemployment benefits last week, down to 372,000, which, if sustained, could drop the jobless rate. Payroll company ADP says private employment jumped by nearly twice what was expected in December. And another report from job placement from Challenger Gray and Christmas said planned layoffs fell slightly last month. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Bank, and he's with us now from Pittsburgh with the latest on those stories. Hey, Stuart.
Hello.
There seems to be, of course, some pretty good news all around today on the jobs front. How much can we read into today's data, and are we seeing something of maybe a turnaround?
I think we are seeing an encouraging turnaround in the job market. There's a private report on payroll jobs suggesting a big gain, one of the biggest gains in a long time, of over 300,000 in the month of December. That may overstate things a bit, but fewer people are being laid off and fewer people are filing for unemployment claims. And with more hiring, it does appear as though that the job market is improving. Consumer confidence is up. A little better job market is probably what underlies a lot of that, as well as lower gasoline prices and higher stock prices.
So let's talk about that employment report that we're going to have tomorrow, the monthly report from the Labor Department. What did today's numbers, do you think, tell you about what we may see tomorrow? Any predictions?
Yes, our prediction, even before we saw the number today, was 200,000 jobs, all in the private sector as governments continue to lay people off. The unemployment rate took a big drop from October to November. It could back up a little bit. It was 8.6 in November. We think it could edge back up to 8.7 in December. But last year in December, it was 9.4%. So on a year-over-year basis, the report is a lot better. So we think the official report will show a pretty good increase in the job market in the month of December, with people paying a little higher, earning a little higher wages, and therefore making a little more income to help finance some of those better holiday purchases that they apparently made.
We're going to see if you're right. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist with PNC Bank. Stuart, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. All right, markets are mixed right now. The Nasdaq's up about 0.2%, but the Dow is off, down 0.3% at 12,372, down about 46 points at the moment. President Obama is shifting the U.S. defense strategy in order to absorb big budget cuts. The president, along with the defense secretary and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, unveiled a new strategy just in the past few minutes that includes trade-offs and some extra risks. The Associated Press reports today that GM will ask owners to voluntarily bring their Chevy Volts to the dealer. It's going to be an effort to shore up the structure around the batteries. Three Volts have caught fire after side impact crashes. European officials meeting in Brussels today have reportedly agreed to an Iranian oil embargo. Now, that's the latest move by the West to punish Iran for its nuclear ambitions. And it follows a U.S. move to sanction Iran's central bank. The BBC's James Reynolds covers Iran. He's with us now from London. Hey, James.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. The U.S., of course, has long banned the purchase of Iranian oil, but Europe has not. Why the recent signals by Europe that it's going to change tactics?
Because essentially, it wants to go after Iran where it hurts. There have been a number of sanctions, of rounds of sanctions in recent years against various individuals, against the nuclear program, against the military program. But oil is how Iran gets its money, and it's how the government stays in power. So when EU foreign ministers were scratching their heads thinking, now how are we really going to make our point made? I think they decided then to go against oil.
Does all this saber rattling, you think, and worries over oil markets just benefit Iran by increasing oil prices?
That's certainly one immediate reading of it, yes. Iran gets more than 60% of its state revenue through the export of oil. And if the price of oil goes up, it gets more revenue. So in that way, bluster, rhetoric, moving up the price of oil benefits Iran. But in the medium to long term, I think there'll be worry in Tehran, because if the European Union starts moving away from Iranian oil, that accounts for 17% of Iran's oil exports.
The BBC's James Reynolds in London. James, thanks.
My pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
Shares of Netflix are down slightly today after the stock surged in trading yesterday. The online movie rental service said subscribers watched more than 2 billion hours of movies and old TV shows in the last 3 months of the year. Meanwhile, Netflix is producing its own TV shows, releasing its first original series, Lilyhammer, next month. And all the episodes are coming out at once. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why.
Some of my favorite shows are on at 8 o'clock, smack in the middle of a delightful bedtime ritual of book reading, stalling, and tantrums with my 2-year-old twins. So I've started watching episodes back-to-back on DVD when I've got some spare time.
People are watching when they want, as much as they want.
That's Netflix spokesman Steve Swayze. He says that's why Netflix decided to release all 8 hours of its new series Lilyhammer on February 6th.
You don't want to wait week to week when you can have the next episode right now. You know, we're becoming a society of instant gratification.
Media analyst Ken Doctor says it's not a bad strategy.
Overall, this gets them greater market share because it's going to make a bigger splash.
Doctor says Netflix is also hoping the instant gratification will be enough to lure back some of the 800,000 subscribers it lost last year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, the liquor company Scottish Spirits Imports has some big plans for its scotch, offering the drink in 12-ounce cans here in the United States. The 80-proof containers will go on sale in February for about $5 a pop. Now, some Scotch whiskey connoisseurs say Scotch isn't necessarily a bad idea in cans because the cylinder is airtight, but once it's open, the liquor will start to go bad, and the entire 12 ounces will have to be consumed. And I just can't imagine who would consume all that liquor at once. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The monthly jobs report inspires a lot of predictions, but look no more, because here's a preview.
Our best estimate, that would be on Friday, the government will report very little change from that 8.6 that they reported in November.
I'm Tess Vigeland, the forecast on unemployment, courtesy of Gallup. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.